Hey man,
how is it going?
Whew, turn this air conditioner down.
It's getting cold in the car.
First world problems, huh?
Alright, so, real quick, head down to the show notes and hit on all that social stuff down there. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Steam it. What else do I got down there? Email. There's a wide variety of ways for you to contact me, and I would appreciate it very, very much if you did so. Hey. So, I am. I'm wanting to do an episode about anarchy. Okay. And I've kind of dabbled with the word a bit, you know, a time or two, and I kind of wanted to, I guess air out my opinion. See, maybe we should rewind just a fuzzy bit, okay? I am getting myself to a point where I'm reaching the limits of my understanding on most of the things that I talk about, and it's causing me to branch out into other things. Like I've reached kind of a wall with this subject, and I'll veer off onto another subject until I hit a wall. Then I'll veer off until I hit another wall, and so on and so forth. Okay. What I'm wanting to do now, okay, is hopefully to be able to talk it out a bit on some subjects and kind of put all of my understanding out there, and in hopes of attracting somebody in that genre. Okay, like today I'd like to talk about anarchy. And the things that I understand about the subject, and I'm going to actively pursue people in these other subjects, as well as anarchy, to talk to interview, to email, to sit down in person, you know, whatever way I can get a conversation going. Okay. Part of what I'm wanting to try and get done during my separation from the internet. Right. To hopefully to be able to get it out there before I lose the internet, so that I can say, hey, you know, I would like to interview you. If you could follow this link to my podcast and listen to the episode that I put up there, and we can have ourselves a conversation from there. Okay. If you are interested, of course. Alright, so that's kind of my basic layout there, and now on with the anarchy. Let anarchy reign. Anyway, so my basic beginnings and the idea, the philosophy, the whatever you want to call it, of anarchy. I more or less was introduced back in high school. Okay. You know, that time in your life when you're first really sat down and really forced to get a good grasp or understanding of the word government. Okay. And it was always described to me as the beginning. You know, it was the where we started. We started out with anarchy. There were no rules. There was only chaos. There was all this bad stuff. And as a rebellious teenager, you know, me and, you know, the people that I would later call my friends, we all gravitated towards this idea. No rules, no laws. Anarchy is for me. Yeah, we got into the punk movement. We got piercings, and we colored our hair bright colors, and mohawks, and, you know, and then we grew up. It was kind of like a bit of our hippie movement when we were in high school. And, you know, we all grew up. Started voting, participated in the system, blah, blah, blah. Well, for me, I started playing a game called Civilization. A guy named Sid Meier's, he developed this game, and, you know, it's a PC-based game. And you start out as a settler. And, you know, I don't know if it's luck of the draw or whatever. Sometimes you start out with a settler and a warrior, and sometimes it was an explorer or another warrior or another settler. I'm not sure. But, you know, it was a fun game. You know, that point I want to make clear, another point that I want to make clear is that there was the development of government during the game. You started out, you know, you've got the one settler, and you you kind of work your way up from there. You got the one town, and you develop it, and you can decide, you know, all of the different aspects of that city, and then develop it into you know, your empire, more or less. Now, when you got to the point where you were developing government, the very first step was anarchy. Like, you started out in anarchy, and then you discovered government. And, you know, it started out as this line. You were in anarchy, and then you went to, you know, despot rule and monarchy, and you know, all the way up to communism, and then democracy was the end of the line. And it bothered me that it was a lie. And later on in life, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? You know, after, well, and I read it. My thought became more clear. I read this meme that said, after 5,000 years. Or 5 or 6,000 years of giving it a try, can we finally admit that this government thing doesn't work? I was like, well, you know what? Maybe that development of government shouldn't be a line. Maybe it should be a circle. Hey, maybe we've gone, you know, we've gone this far, and we've developed layer after layer after layer, level after level after level of different government, and finally at what some have declared as the peak, the ultimate layer of government, that we can finally admit that this whole government thing was a bad idea. Okay, especially on such a massive level. I'm not trying to say that every single person involved with the government is a bad person. Far from it. I believe that there are people in the government that truly, truly think that they, you know, that they're going to go in there and change the system. Unfortunately, they find out that it's, you know, it's not something that's going to be changed. It's just going to continue to spiral farther and farther out of control until it finally breaks, stops, and falls apart. That's kind of part of my reasoning for trying to, I don't know, kind of spread the idea, reintroduce it to some people of anarchy, and show that it's not Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. You know, look back at our civilization. Our current form of civilization, when we started, you know, 10, 12,000 years ago. And, you know, our laws were natural laws. We defended ourselves. Yeah, there were a lot less of us. Yeah, there were no guns, there were no electricity, that, you know, but we were also hunter-gatherers. traveled around in nomadic tribes, and the tribes looked after each other. We don't live in tribes anymore. I know that there are people out there right now within our own society, right here in America, that are trying to do just that, live as a tribe. And you know, the workers work, the cookers cook, the babysitters babysit, depending on the size of the tribe, depends on what everybody gets to do. Okay. And to say that anarchy is the absence of law, is the absence of rules, regulations, and stuff like that is, so far as I can tell, and in my own opinion, is an absolutely false statement. The way I understand it, anarchy is the absence of kings, the absence of emperors, the absence of presidents, the absence of rulers, the absence of enforcers. Okay, in my mind, the most important law would be the tribal law, the rules and the regulations and the laws that that the tribe comes up with to regulate it itself. Okay. The law in Sacramento, California means squat to me here in southwestern Missouri. Okay. On one level I find it interesting. Like Oakland. Oakland is the town I'm thinking of. Okay. The mayor of Oakland, went on social media and warned its residents that, ICE and immigration services and all these other places, the whole alphabet soup was getting ready to come down on Oakland and, raid and arrest and deport all of these people. And she gets out on social media and blast about this and warns everybody, hey man, they're coming to get you. She did what? Now, I'm still plugged into the Matrix enough that, that angers me. That there's these laws, these rules, these regulations, these things that say, okay, we've got this imaginary line here that says, that you can't cross. Right? You can ask to cross it, and more than likely we're going to give you permission to cross it. But you crossed it without our permission, and then you come over here and you sell drugs and you murder people and you do all of these bad things, and now we're going to come and arrest you. Okay. And as a bit of a courtesy, I'm guessing they warned the local government that, hey, we're coming to town, we need you guys to stay out of the way, whatever. And instead of staying out of the way, they warned everybody, hey man, here they come, might not want to be in town tonight. And that, I don't know where I stand on that. You know, it, on one hand, I'm aggravated. You as a leader of this town, a leader of the government, just gave, you know, one of the more ultimate levels of the government the finger and made life difficult for them. But on the other hand, I'm like, so I have no idea where to stand on this one. If you'd asked me, you know, when it happened, you know, my thought, arrest her. She has broken the law. She has, at the very least, aided and abetted many accounts, hundreds of accounts, aided and abetted a felon. And if this system is going to work, this republic that we live in, not a democracy, this government that is supposed to be ruling over us is going to work, then this law needs to be enforced. Especially in this instance. And to be especially swift and harsh, because this is one of the leaders. And a very, very public display needs to be made of it as well. Elsewise, it's all BS. More or less enforcing the idea that there's one set of rules for the rulers and one set of rules for the ruled. Some people were throwing the word anarchy around, and in my opinion, that is not anarchy. Okay, if that's how Sacramento wants to do their thing, you know, Matrix me says, you're wrong. You are breaking the law. That's not how it works. Bad, 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 bad. Anarchy me says, whatever, dude. That's how Oakland wants to do it. That's how LA wants to do it. That's how New York City wants to do it. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm trying. I would say that I am moving myself into more of a position of a wealth. I don't care. You know, so long as you don't come to my community and become a drain, that I've got to work that much harder because you moved to town and you don't want to contribute. Okay? I absolutely, positively do not mind at all. Contributing to charity. Okay? If you're a member of my community and you need help, and I've got help to offer, ask away. You know, I don't mind a chunk of my income going to, you know, families in need. That is absolutely fine. What I do mind is the people that come to my community, plop themselves down in front of the TV, and do nothing, and collect everything. Okay? That irritates me. And I would rather see, you know, the entire federal government go away. You know, I've discussed this before. I got the idea from Adam Kokesh. From what I understand, a very devout libertarian. If you've not listened to it yet, he has a book called Freedom. And you can go to his website, and you can download the PDF for free, and you can even download the audiobook for free. At the time, it was free. I'm not sure if it is now. I wouldn't be surprised if it still is for free. But he is awesome. Highly intelligent. And he's running for president. 2020. I don't know how serious he is or how well things are going for him, but, you know, a few months back, you know, I'm running for president, man. Wow. Cool. What's the platform? He's wanting to tear down the government and from starting at the top. And tear down everything on the federal level, and then tear down, to where it's at state, and then tear down the state level, and then tear down the districts, and tear down counties until it's down to small municipalities. And, you know, I look at this idea with my anarchist mind. I'm like, wow. Especially in this day and age. Especially in our country. Our country where, you know, everybody has a firearm. There's more registered, legally owned weapons, firearms, than there are people in this country. Legally and illegally. Like, wow, really? That's... You would think, according to some people, that there would be a lot more school shootings. Okay? Don't get me started on the whole gun-free zone thing, because, you know, that's, you know, where do all the mass shootings occur? In gun-free zones, of course, because there's nobody with a gun to stop them. Hey, a bank robber is contemplating robbing a bank, so he cases out the joint. Okay. I'm not sure how a bank robbery goes, but, you know, if I were going to do it, step one would be to go to the bank and open up an account. And while there, you know, pay attention to details, situational awareness. What's going on here? Take notes in your head, perhaps write them down. I don't know. Go home and develop more plan from there. Okay, but one of the first details I'm going to look for is how many people have got guns. Well, as soon as you walk into, you know, every bank that I've ever been in, before you even walk in the door, they tell you that you can't have a firearm in this building. And at best, there's going to be one person in that whole building that has a firearm. And at best, as soon as they hit that button, you've got about 2-3, you know, we'll say under 5 minutes to get what you're going to get and scoop. Okay. And not even knowing where that buzzer is, walk in the door, fire on the one guy, probably the one guy that has a firearm in that building. Empty a couple of drawers and dash. Right? But if you go in there to case out the joint and you notice that every single person in that bank has a firearm on their side, everybody has a on their hip as a holster, and everybody's got, you know, a little pistol on their side, you're not gonna rob that joint. Okay, you're not going to commit that crime in that bank. And you know, I keep developing ideas for Haven and the Nomad, and that's, you know, that's one of, you know, one of my ideas that I come up with lately, that, you know, Haven, for Haven to eventually develop into a town. And one of the big selling points of this town is that it's open carry. And not in some sort of, you know, nonchalant way. It's encouraged. Okay, as legally as possible. Okay, if the rule is 16, and you can afford it, and you can pass the licensure, and you know, fall under the domain of all the proper laws and such, then it is encouraged that you have a firearm. You know, I know after the whole Florida shooting thing, they were talking about, you know, everybody having to wait until they're 21 to own a weapon, to own a firearm. Which, you know, I don't think age has anything to do with it, because I know 20-year-old kids who are far more mature than I am. You know, my oldest daughter, she just turned 16 and is way, way more mature than I was at 16. I don't know if it's because she's a girl and I was a boy. You know, I mean, I know girls mature faster and sooner than boys do. But, you know, even at 12, even at 10, way more mature than I was. Okay? I don't see this number attached to your name being this ultimate, oh, okay, well, yesterday, you know, your birthday is on the 14th, okay, yesterday was the 13th and you're only 20, but somehow, magically today, 24 hours later, now that you're 21, you are, you've got this aura of responsibility around you, and you woke up being that much more responsible. You may now have a firearm. That is horse crap. Okay? There are people that are 21 that have firearms that should probably not have firearms. Okay? And I don't think that we should ultimately hand that responsibility off to somebody else. The guy who sells the guns, yeah, he followed the rules. There wasn't anything that said that I couldn't sell this gun to him legally. Okay, well, legally, yeah, you're right. Legally, you're all right. You're good. Okay, but morally, you saw this guy, and he came in, and he looked all weird, and he gave you a funny feeling. You know, just like in the Florida shooting. You know, that kid went to a store to buy a firearm and was denied by the owner. I forget how it went. He said he had a funny feeling or something about the kid and decided he wasn't going to sell him the gun. You have the right to refuse services. And he went to the next shop, bought one, and killed all those people. Okay, my understanding, under a more anarchist view, that guy that sold him the gun is going to catch all kinds of hell and probably be ruined out of his business forever. By by the people in his community. His community, instead of punishing, you know, instead of punishing everybody else that owns a gun. You know, we live in our modern society with the internet and paperwork and paper trails and all these other things. That, you know, if you sold a gun to somebody, you know, and I'm not exactly sure how it would work out in a anarchist world. But you can take that portion of anarchy, that portion of the philosophy, and say, you know what? This guy here, he's the one who sold the gun. He sold the gun that killed your kids. And he lives right here in the community. Let's start there. Okay, and then move your way on up the line. You know, if it's found out that you know he didn't do that thorough of a check, or something, or he had made mention to somebody else, hey, that kid seemed kind of weird, man. Find out that guy that sold him the gun, you know, could have prevented this whole thing and said, you know what, you're kind of a weird dude, man, I don't want to sell you this gun, and not sell him the gun. But instead, you know, I don't know, perhaps it's greed, or it's money, or it's whatever. But he went ahead and sold the gun anyway, and all those people died. So much pain and suffering and horror, because the guy wanted to make a couple of grand. Okay, I see anarchy as another path to a hunter-gatherer lifestyle, but in a more modern sense. Yeah, I mean, we've developed all of this stuff, you know, maybe we could, you know, be, you know, kind of not necessarily return back to, you know, deer skin loincloths and all of that, right? But, you know, That being an option also. Okay, the non-aggression principle. I don't know it word for word, but more or less, you know, it, more or less to me is the Wiccan Reed. I started out in my 20s in a spiritual quest that led me down a pagan path. And Wicca being one of those pagan religions, you know, I picked up on the Wiccan Reed, and, you know, it says, you know, and it harms none, do as thou willst. Okay, that's pretty much the golden rule of the pagan religions. You know, they call them spells, but more, you know, as I go farther and farther into religion and trying to find my path and stuff, I found that it's all, you know, spells are prayers and meditations and and focus, and it's all one big thing. Okay. You know, the red candles and the Nag Champa and facing to the east. It's all a form of focus, of concentration. To harness your intent and put forth that energy out there. And if we made things smaller, as far as, you know, government goes, as far as, you know, materialism. If this is the first episode you're listening to, I am a minimalist. I am on my minimalist journey, and, you know, I've spent a lot more time discovering myself in minimalism and found that anarchy fits right in. You know, being a nation of one is not that far of a leap. And it harms none, do as thou wilt. You know, the whole debate on legalizing cannabis. Okay. Nobody has ever died from smoking too much weed. Okay. I've gotten the fear pretty good and thought I was going to die, but knew I wasn't. You know, maybe I smoked a little too much, or, you know, maybe I had some drink with it and it really messed up my balance and messed with my head. You know, and after I calmed down, I realized I'm cool, man. It's all right, I'm fine. Not a big deal, no worries. Okay. And my thing is, you know, if you don't like weed, then don't smoke it. It's not that big of a deal. Okay. Now, I've done other drugs also. Okay. I've done other drugs. And the whole libertarian thing about wanting to legalize all drugs, that part makes me nervous, because I know what these drugs can do to people, and it's not a good thing. Okay, I've seen these drugs do bad things to me. I've seen these drugs do even worse things to other people. I'm a popular guy. Getting all kinds of updates and whatnot. Lots of alerts going on. I don't know if you can hear it. I got my headset on. Anyway. You know, part of the libertarian platform is to legalize all drugs. And at first glance, you know, just to be ultimately clear, on every level, besides, you know, the, you know, cannabis and magic mushrooms and, you know, the natural drugs, okay, the control, the things that are labeled controlled substances that are actually naturally occurring things, okay, aren't really, I want to say they're not bad things, okay, they can be. But the more man-made processed things like cocaine and methamphetamines and stuff like that, those things are a problem. Those things are bad. Okay? And part of the libertarian viewpoint is that if it were legalized and then regulated, kind of like the FDA. Okay. Good grief. That turned my alert off. If you regulated it and dosages were put on there and, you know, stuff like that, like a pharmacy. Awesome. Okay. The ingredients were controlled. Every part of the process was in a controlled environment, then you would get better results. You know, I did some drugs from classy people, and I got good results. I had an enjoyable time, okay? I also did some drugs that I got from some shady people, and I didn't have quite as enjoyable of an experience, okay? I can speak from experience on that. I would like to think that as we stroll farther and farther down this road of anarchy and, you know, becoming a more hunter-gatherer type society, a more agricultural society, that the people that think that they need these drugs would find that, you know, they don't necessarily need these drugs. And that, you know, that the you know, growing a couple of plants on your property, and at the end of the day, when it's time to sit back, relax, and hang out with the family after a long day's work, rolling up a big fat one, and unwinding and relaxing, you know, that's the good stuff there, instead of it being, know, I have to escape the society by smoking this crack, by snorting this cocaine, doing this meth. Okay. And now that I've done it once, I've got to do more. And I've got to do more and more and more until I die. And then they've gotten themselves addicted to it, and everything, every little thing revolves around getting that drug. More, 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 more. But in a what time? 56 minutes. You know, in my mind, in a small tribe that is, you know, agriculturally based, in a permanent spot. Okay, in that kind of a society, laws that are made 3,000 miles away shouldn't apply. What you're doing in Washington, D.C. should have no interest to the people in Des Moines, Iowa. Okay, should have no effect on anybody outside of Washington, D.C. If that's how you want to live your life, if that's the way things roll there, then fine. Do it that way there. And the people that live there that decide, well, you know what? I really don't like it the way things work here. I'm gonna grab up my minimalist amount of property and whatnot, and I'm going to leave. And I'm gonna go. You know, I'm going to travel around to the next society, the next town, the next village, the next tribe, the next whatever it is that it's called, until I find that place that makes me happy, that I feel like I belong. And ultimately, that's all we really want, isn't it? To be somewhere where we belong, and a group of people that we can hang out with and exchange ideas and just be loved. You know, have a group of people that miss you when you're gone. You know, anarchy to me is not, you know, constant chaos and war and fighting and Mad Max. No. Anarchy to me is, you know, a tribe, a family of love. And I'm excited that I've discovered this. I'm excited that I've got this new thing to add to my discussion, my stuff that I research and learn more about. Okay, I've reached the end of my hour and I gotta wrap this up. Go down to the show notes and contact me. Okay, this episode was made specifically for those anarchist people that I'm trying to get an interview with, that I want to sit down and have a talk with, a conversation. Not necessarily an interview, we just sit down and start talking and see what happens. Okay? So hit my email, and until then, I'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.